Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Math Teacher 33. And today is Friday, January the 6th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters got a very, very important show. They all are important. Today, we want to really break down something that's really, really, really important, and that is this ability, my brothers and sisters, to be comfortable in your own skin. Now that sounds easy, right? Sounds like we would, we would be comfortable being ourselves, but in actuality, it's not. It's very, very, very difficult to be comfortable in your own skin. And the reason that it is because you've always been taught that there was something wrong with your skin. And it may be. But the goal, my brothers and sisters, is to make sure that you under and over and understand the psychological effects of not being comfortable in your own skin and why the scriptures talks about for us to be wise as serpents. It's so, so important, my brothers and sisters, because all of these little things is the things that allow you to not oscillate or vibrate at your highest level. And in order to do that, we have to be honest with ourselves, because we can lie to other people, but it's very dangerous and it's very, very, very self-defeating when you lie to yourself. See, lying to yourself is interesting because what it does is on one level, you are conscious of yourself, but on another level that you're not. And so what happens, brothers and sisters, is that this inability to be comfortable in your own skin is what the universe receives when you order. So let me make sure you understand what's going on. So the reason that I'm doing this Clarinomics Temple DNA Cellular Building Blueprint for Success program, that's a mouthful because I want it to be a mouthful because I need people to understand the personal mastery that's required. Personal mastery is just simply the ability to be to exercise clarinomics, which is the household management of the soul, which simply means that you're comfortable in your own skin. Now, to be comfortable in your own skin, my brothers and sisters, requires you to actually go against everything that you've been taught. So the hardest thing that you will ever do in your life is what I'm about to share with you today. In fact, I'm putting all my money on the fact that it's going to be very difficult, not because of the fact that I'm speaking negative, but because of the fact that I live in reality. And the reality is the mentality that's maintained by the universe. And the universe, mass consciousness, is projecting onto you, something's wrong with you, something's wrong with you, something's wrong with you, something's wrong with you. So all of your life you've been thinking or feeling this vibe, this frequency, this wave that says something's wrong with you, something's wrong with you, you need to improve, you need to improve. So there is an umpteen billion-dollar industry called the self-help or the self-improvement industry, and it is based upon this demon that I'm talking about. So this demon, this disposition, this neurological network says that something is wrong with you. So the universe or society at birth when you was born, when you was a little kid, there was somebody that told you that something was wrong with you. Now, they're not going to say it verbally, but how many times have you heard the word no before you were 6 years old? So society tells us that our makeup, our mental disposition is established by the time that we're six. So society says since you was born that something is wrong with you or you need to improve. So society says something, we don't know what it is, we can't tell you what it is, but we just know it's there. So since you don't know what it is either, so now you're growing up and you sense or you feel that something is off, that something is wrong with the way that I think. Something is wrong with the way that I walk. Something is wrong with the way that I spend my money. Something is wrong with the way that I sleep, eat, drink. There's always something wrong. And since there are so many problems in our world, there are so many problems in your life, there's so many psychological, there's so many mental, there's so many emotional, there's so many physical, there's so many spiritual. I mean, look, just look around. Stop for a moment and then just look at all the problems that's in our world today. There are problems everywhere. And so have you ever stopped and wondered, does this do to my body? What is the vibration? What is the frequency? What is the wave? I'm not even talk about the religious aspect of it, of you being a sinner or a bad guy. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because if something is wrong with you, that means you will never, ever accept you. And that means that you can never, ever be you. Now, unfortunately, I'm not reading this out of a book. This is my life. The realization that something was wrong with me, at least that's what I was told, and all human beings. I never really understood that what the Bible says when it says that I am a child of God. I never really understood up until recently that I'm a joint heir, that I am a royal priest, that I am justified, that I am sanctified, that I am that I have been glorified. I never really understood, and most people don't. And so most people are very uncomfortable with being comfortable. Most people are very uncomfortable with being themselves. The reason why we are so uncomfortable with being, the reason why we are hell-bent on solving problems is because we've been told, we've been psychologically conditioned, we have been programmed by the greatest program, the Helios Biblios. And this program used prophecy to predict. So this is what they call predictive program. So this predictive programming, my brother, it is called predictive probabilities. And so this predictive programming is so great that the government decided to use it as their method of mass mind control. And so this method of mass mind control is used on people to condition them through the works of fiction, through the work of the power of suggestion, through the work of auto-suggestion, through the works of our music. So everything uses auto-suggestion. Back in the day, I was a fan of when I was in a self-help movement, and I read this book called Think and Grow Rich, and they broke down auto-suggestion. And I was a fan of it, and I used it quite well, and I understood how to hypnotize our subconscious mind so that way it can adopt an ideal that one has originated for oneself. And you do this through the repetition of verbal statements to oneself in order to change one's behavior. Now this, brothers and sisters, you can call it pseudoscience if you want to. Unfortunately, I just got some proof along with a bunch of other folks who understand what all master hypnotists know, because they explain how this technique works. So if you, my brother, if you, my sister, go through a repetition of verbal statements, whether it's to yourself or by somebody else, you're going to do a form of what they call self-induced hypnosis. Now, I don't really have the time, especially in this venue, because it's a free format, to explain to you the depths of what I just said. The fact that you're having difficulty, or you may be having difficulty absorbing that statement, is the fact and the evidence that you've self-induced your own mind control. Now, it was given to you by the government in the form of a movie, in the form of stories, in the form of news. All news reporters are repeaters to maintain the self-induced hypnosis that we are all under. That's what mass mind control is. So I just want to address one aspect of it, the aspect that I uncovered, the aspect of it that freed me from me, because there was no demons, there was no devils, it wasn't nobody's fault, it wasn't no psychological effects of slavery, it was my own self-induced mind control that I internalized, and then I believed it, and then I self-replicated it through predictive programming. This thing is so deep, I don't even know if a year is going to be enough time to go through it and to go in and find them demons, drag them out into the sunshine, and let the sunlight, it's just like vampires, the sun, the light, knowledge destroys ignorance. You ain't got to do nothing. Just drag it out into the sun, and like a vampire, poof, your ignorance is destroyed. So when I go in and we identify how you self-deluded yourself using a predictive programming called the Helios Biblios, and whatever book, whatever movie, whatever parent, whatever authority figure you got, repetition. People ask me all the time, Doc, why do you repeat yourself all the time? See, people think I just like, I don't know, they think I fell out of a tree or something. I just come on this blog talk show and just do shizness because I don't got nothing else to do. And it's interesting because I've once been, you know, people say, man, you know, I'm a very dangerous person. If I want to be a very bad, if I want to be a bad person, I could do a lot of damage. I would not have to work. I would never work the rest of my life. If I had no moral compass, I wouldn't have to work. I would be a multimillionaire right now. Multimillionaire. If I didn't have a moral compass. Because I know how to program people. I don't even got to talk to you to program you. I just freaking send you a movie. Let the movie do the job because I know you're going to watch it. And then after you watch the movie, then I can call you. If I wanted to be a bad guy, I would go start a church tomorrow. You wonder why? People ask me all the time, hey, man, what you know and what you, how come you don't start a church? You know why I don't start a church? Because that would be the kiss of death. Because that's the greatest program on earth. And I know how it works. See, I've been behind the scenes. You ever been to The Wizard of Oz? You ever watch the movie The Wizard of Oz, and they get to Oz, and they go behind the curtain, and they say a dude operating a machine. See, I know I'm the dude, and I got the machine. All I need to do is fire it up. But because I have this thing called love and compassion, because I'm a six, because I watched my mom die doing the same thing, so the devil offered me the same thing. Hey, you can do the same thing. So I don't want to do that because it was done to me. I know how it feels. So let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, why does the Bible say be wise as a serpent? I don't know if you really want to know, but unfortunately it's my job to tell you the truth. I need to tell you the condition of your human experience. That's the result of this predictive program. That's inside of every movie that you've ever watched. That's inside of every song. Why is music not on 444 hertz, brother? Why is it illegal in the United States to play music on that frequency? Because that's the frequency that resets your biological clock. It declutters your DNA. Music cannot be tuned to 442 hertz, 442, 444, whatever the number is. And you think, I mean, it's like when I watched that series about hair, and there's no black-owned, black beauty supply stores pretty much anywhere in the world. Or the United States. And the few that they are, them suckers are struggling. And then I looked at in 1960, the United States government and the Korean government said that no other government could import hair into the country, only the Koreans. You want to know why? You ever ask yourself why? If you go to the hood, oh, don't believe me, go to the black area town where you live, go to a black hairstyle. Now, this is one little area. That's all. I mean, we can talk about genetically modified organisms. Why is fluoride in your toothpaste? Why is it in your water system? I mean, we can just go on and on and on and on and on talking about the mind-blowing examples of auto-suggestion and predictive programming and why you, my brothers and sisters, are the result of mass manipulation and mass mind control. We are puppets, and there is a puppet master. My job is I just found out the puppet master, and I decided, I want to be a puppet master. And then I further thought, I was like, well, what do I want to do to other people with what was done to me? So then I started to pimp the game, and I got into pharmakeia and phantasmagoria. And I saw how through our food, it was programming us. Through our medicine, they was programming us. And I saw, like, man, this is deep. And like, so no matter what, okay, I got to breathe, so they got me there. I got to eat up, they got me again. I got to drink some water, oh man, they got me again. I'm going to read a book every once in a while, they got me. I'm damn sure going to go to the movies, give me some popcorn, bam, bam, got me again. So I don't care where you go, brother. I don't care what you do. You're being programmed. Now you have a question. Now either you can allow the government to program you or some other Reverend Dr. Bishop to program you, or you can program yourself. I just decided that if I'm going to be programmed, I'm going to be the one programming me. So I'm taking 25 people, and I'm going to teach them how to do the same thing that I've done. And that is take your own life. Think for yourself. Utilize your own brain. Your brain works just as good as mine. So use your own brain. Get to where you want to go based upon your decisions. You are the director and the star of your own movie. Now, I need to make sure that you understand subliminal marketing or subliminal messaging or subliminal predictive programming, because you are just like a snake. In fact, you are a snake. Now, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we're going to break it down. And I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you why you have a reptile brain sitting on the top of your spiritual antenna and where you got it from. And why, my brothers and sisters, regardless of what anybody told you, who the real bad guy is, if you want to call it a bad guy, and we're going to deal with, and I'm going to teach you how to heal yourself by evolving, which means loving, because the word evolve is the word love backwards. And I'm going to teach you how to ascend and then to descend so you can ascend. Remember, Yahushua, first he descended down to hell, took the keys of death and the grave, then he ascended. So unless you descend, you cannot ascend. But that's another study for another time. Because your only way to restore your body and to restore your spirit back to its perfection and back to peak performance is for you to release the chains that bind you, according to Jude 6. Now, again, this is not, I wish this was like make-believe, it'd be easier. But your body, again, remember, every cell in your body is a frequency. It has its own frequency. I don't know how many cells you got in your body, but you got a lot of them. And each one of them have some type of a trauma that has occurred to it. And until you release your past hurts, until you perform your own personal enema on yourself, until you go down into it on a cellular level and deal with the cell membrane and the DNA, until you address I just got off the phone with my daughter. And my daughter's explaining to me, like, Dad, I don't understand. I do not understand why I do blank, 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 blank. And I tell her, Sade, it was inherited. You have inherited my emotional pain and my emotional trauma. Because she said, Dad, I don't understand why I'm repeating same shit as you did. And I said, Sade, I just went down there, talked to my dad, and my life is identical to his. And then when I look at his dad, his life was identical to his and his dad. And so this memory is located inside of our cells. And it's passed down exactly like the Bible says. It's passed down from generation to generation. This is a negative emotional pattern that unless somebody in the family steps up to the plate and decides that, no more. So this universal source is inside of the pineal gland. And so it is known to us as intuition. So this intuitive wisdom that, again, remember, we talked about what the word spirit means. It means that a frequency speaks to your frequency. That means there's a thought that speaks to your thought. But the Bible says something that is profound. It says, take no thought. So thought is the Egyptian god Thoth. See, Thoth, he is the G, little g, of this universe. He's the one that designed the matrix of the program. So how can I put this delicately? He, she, it. You wonder why you worry? You wonder why you got chronic sickness? You wonder why you got genetically inherited health issues? Why you got pain, allergies, insomnia, epilepsy, emotional issues, stress, anger, fear, doubt, resentment, depression, anxiety, money problems, low self-esteem, work-related problems? What about lack of confidence, lack of purpose, lack of self-identity? No direction, emptiness, meaningless. What about your relationships? Are you antisociable? Or are you the life of the party? Are you a nervous wreck? What about migraines? What about heart pain? What about obesity? What about a feeling like you got a lack of direction? You don't know where the hell you're going. You don't know if you're coming or going. What about memory loss? What about you just bitter? You're just bitter. All of these are signals. They're all frequencies, but who's sending them? The big G only sends one signal, unconditional love. So where is all of these, everything I just said, who's sending those signals? Because, again, every emotion has its own frequency. Every emotion has its own frequency. Every emotion, you have to match the frequency of the emotion and then elevate the frequency back to where it should be, which is the frequency of love, joy, peace. Now, anybody can say it, but how many people can do it? It is time, my brothers and sisters, to do what the Bible and Lucifer were trying to tell you to do. Now, I know this is conceptual theology. I understand. But let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because the Bible, now remember, Lucifer has always been associated with the snake. But why in the Old Testament did the Bible, God say, hey, take the snake, put it on a pole, lift up the snake, and everybody who look at the snake going to be healed? Why are we using snakes to heal people? The snakes is the bad guy. Then why does the Bible says be wise as a serpent? Hold up. So you mean to tell me the serpent is and was, according to the Bible, the most cunning of all the creatures ever created? That's what the Bible says. So I need you to understand something, brothers and sisters, that's very contrary to your theology. That's very difficult to wrap the brain around. The reason why we are not comfortable in our own skins, because somebody told us there's something wrong with our skins. And as long as something is wrong with your skin, you can't be comfortable in it because you despise it. Now, I don't know about you. I can only speak to myself. When I was a young man growing up, I wanted to be white. All of my friends that was white had money. Now, I've grown up now. I know I've met some white folks from Kentucky, and them suckers was poorer than me. But when I was a young whippersnapper, I thought all white, if it was white, it was right. Because where I grew up right outside of Katy, Texas, man, everybody that was white, they were balding. Everybody that was black, they were poor critters. So I put two and two together as a young man and says, I need to be white. Because I was uncomfortable in my own skin. Why? People with my skin color was losers. I didn't want to be one of them. Now, still got the same problem. But it ain't got nothing to do with color now. It has to do with intelligence. It has to do with other racial issues. It has the fact that I don't even have hair, but if I did, I cannot find a black-owned hair store. I can't find a black-owned bank. I can't find a black-owned electrical company. I can't find a black-owned technological company. I can't find any black-owned biochemist. I know that they're out there, don't get me wrong, but they're just difficult to find because there are not very many of them. Why? Because black folks are not comfortable being in their own skin. Now, we all are, but let's deal with the issues. You see, brothers and sisters, auto-suggestion already done something to you, using you. Now, I wish I had the time. I'm going to break it down with the 25 people that I'm going to be working with in 2017, because you cannot be successful. It's not in the cards. Now, I'm talking about real success. Now, real success, again, is again peace of mind. It ain't got nothing to do with the amount of money. You could have peace of mind and only got $10, and you can have $10 million. So the amount of money is irrelevant. Health, again, different people, that's quadriplegics, that they got peace of mind. It has nothing to do with physical stature, arms. I know people that missing limbs, and their peace is greater because they did the mental work. So wealth, health, wisdom, and positivity in the area of relationships is different for each person. But all I know is not obtainable unless you are able to find out how you self-induced yourself through auto-suggestion. And you have to unravel. You have to disconnect. You have to reprogram. You have to restore. You have to create a new life sustaining based upon positive beliefs about yourself in order to effect and override the negative habit pattern that you have unfortunately written for yourself through the power of predictive programming called prophecy or called movies or called pharmakeia, medicine, or phantasmagoria, cartoons. We all have been programmed through the use of words and sentences and languages that are repeated over time to change your perception. That develops into what we call self-development. This self-development becomes a ruling disposition, a viceroy. Once it is established, it is almost impossible to remove it. We identify the things that is repeated to us over time, And then we forget that how the method was done. And so all we have is a belief. But we don't know it's a belief because it's subconscious. And if you don't believe, for example, auto-suggestion is believable to yourself because it's repeated to yourself by yourself. And until you find out what program is playing, I call it mind chatter. Until you find out that record that's playing in the back of your head. Now, I told you what mine was. My grandmother used to, you know, trying to encourage me by saying that you're going to be just like your dad, worthless, no good for nothing, alcoholic, blah, 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 blah. Program is playing in the back of my head. Still plays. But I got another program that I play on top of that program that's louder and more frequent that says I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I'm in a great relationship. And that program plays louder and plays more often than the other program. You see, the other program keeps playing. People have been trying to stop the program, but once the program is established inside of your neurological network, unless you go in and do brain surgery to remove that brain matter, that neural net is there. You got to let it. It's like a path. You walk down, and you walk down that path so often that now it's a trail. No grass goes there. But if you stop walking down that trail, the grass overgrows it. And it's hard to find the trail. It's still there, but it's hard to find it. So you got to stop programming yourself with the thoughts that you're thinking. TH. So your job is to do what the Bible says and take no thought. Now, this is tough because the Bible says, after that, it says take no thought about what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall wear. So all of this stuff that you're doing, again, you have to set your intention and don't think. Let me give you an example. I went to the ATM machine. I forgot my ATM number. I was thinking, and I couldn't remember my ATM number was. I don't know why, I just forgot it. But my fingers, I went to the ATM and I said, I'm not going to think about it because I know my number, but I just can't remember it. Man, what's my ATM number? What's my PIN number? What's my PIN? I couldn't remember my PIN. And I went there and I was thinking, I was just stunned. People looking behind me like, man, hurry up, dude. You holding up the line. I don't remember my PIN number. But then I went and I said, you know what? I sliced my credit card again and I just put my hand up there and I just, bam, that was my PIN number. As long as I thought about it, I couldn't remember it. But the moment I stopped thinking, I remembered it because it's inside of my cellular DNA. It's inside my memory. I've typed in that PIN number, those four-digit numbers, so many times. My spirit knows it, but my brain doesn't. That's what you're doing with your life. So you're living in your head, and your head can't remember what your soul knows. And so your head is sabotaging your soul. If you get out of your head and if you live in your heart, you'll be successful. But your head is going to sabotage you because your head is trying to think. That's what the Bible says. Take no thought as to what you shall eat. See, everybody, y'all planning your life, man. That's great. Set your intention and forget about it. That's why I keep telling you guys, and I keep telling you guys, and I keep telling you, and I'm going to keep telling you because it's the truth. Set the goal, detach from it, and attach to the role. Again, detach from the goal. Attached to the role. The role is the action that you take every day. Everybody is so focused on, I'm going to make $100,000 a year. That's great, brother. How are you going to do it? Okay? However you're going to do it, attached to that. So what am I doing right now? I'm going to make $100,000 in the next month. How am I going to make, do you think I'm sitting here worrying about, thinking about the $100,000 I'm going to make in January? What am I doing? I'm doing the show. I'm attached to the role. What role, who am I being that's going to allow me to draw $100,000 in January into my life? Who am I being? Whoever I'm being, I need to be that guy. Every day, all day, 24/7, 365. That's what I'm doing. So let me ask you the question right now. You got a goal, right? You're thinking about your goal every day, but you're not doing nothing. Did you notice that a snake sheds his skin? Then he develops new skin, and then he sheds his skin. You are a snake. That's why you got a snake in your spinal cord called a kundalini. That's why you got a reptile brain. You're a snake. Now, I know you think that's a bad thing because we've all been taught that. I was taught that too. That's why you hate yourself subconsciously. So until you embrace that the snake, brother, you're in trouble. Sister, you're in trouble. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I understand. Why does a snake sheds its skin? Can somebody please explain that to me? Why does a snake shed its skin? Answer, because he's outgrown it. Brothers and sisters, I am praying for everybody that's listening to this show, and I'm praying for me, because you are having a very difficult time shedding your skin. Now, let me ask you a question. This is very, very important. How does a snake shed its skin? Now, I don't know if you ever saw the video, but I would like for everybody to go to Facebook. I mean, go to YouTube. Type in the video. I mean, type in YouTube after today's show. Type in, how does a snake shed its skin? And when you watch the video about how the snake shed its skin, I want you to notice how the snake and what he does to shed his skin. That's what you got to do. I don't know if you've ever seen a snake shed his skin. That's why I want you to watch the video. Now, the people in 2017, I'm going to teach everybody how to do this. See, when you watch the video about how a snake, first of all, why the snake sheds its skin, you are in a box that you created. And what I'm telling you to do requires you to go outside of your box. So your box, you can't go outside of that box because that box is you. So to leave their old skin behind, notice what the snake must do. The snake has to loosen the old skin enough. Then the snakes start, they create a rip or a tear in the old skin. Now, the snake rubs up against something. Sometimes some snakes, they will bite themselves. They do anything to create a tear in their old skin. The snakes create a tear in their old skin. You need to create a tear in your belief system. That's your old skin. That's the box you're in. Everything I'm saying, telling you, the reason why I'm only taking 25, because it's going to be very tough for 25 to tear their own skin. You need to tell me you got to poke a hole in your own belief system. Absolutely. Because you can't outgrow it. Until you do. You can, but I don't want to tear. Nobody wants to go. Do you think it's enjoyable for the snake to shed its own skin? Watch the videos on YouTube of a snake shedding his own skin. Look at the trauma, if you want to use that word, of rubbing up against the rocks and how they find stuff and how they keep wiggling around. And then notice when they are shedding their skin, they are their most vulnerable. Do you know if another snake comes along, while that snake is shedding his skin, that's the time to attack. What do you think will happen to you while you're shedding your skin? People ask me all the time, Doc, man, I want to listen to your show. I love the way Sister Tammy said it. I said, Sister Tammy, so why did you stop listening to my stuff, man? Why would you say, but Will, I don't know. I just didn't like you. And I said, well, Sister Tammy, what did I do? Why are you doing that? I don't know. I just didn't, you know, I can't put my finger on it. Brothers and sisters, if someone tells you time for you to shed your skin, you're not going to like that person. Because what they are subconsciously telling you is there's a better you than the you that you are being right now. You're going to say, what is wrong with me? When you listen to my shows, do you ever feel like I'm like kind of like, do you ever walk away feeling like, you know, I'm like either talking down to you or I am belittling you or I'm chastising you or I'm making light of your position? You ever feel like that when you listen to my shows? Because I'm tearing a hole in your skin so that way you can shed it. See, I know what I'm doing, so I don't take it personally when you're shedding your skin. But my job is to tear a hole in your skin so you can shed, because that's the new skin, the new box. So your skin right now may be $30,000 a year. I want to tear a hole in that $30,000 a year skin, and I want you to grow a $50,000 a year skin. Your old skin is, I got to be employed to be successful. I want to tear a hole in that, and I want to create a product that you created, and I want you to make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 a year doing what you love to do, setting on, waking up when you want, living in your, but you got to get rid of the old skin. But you can't get rid of the old skin until you first be comfortable in the existing skin. Because there's nothing wrong with the old skin. There's nothing wrong with the current skin, but we've all been taught something wrong with us. We all have been taught that something is wrong with us. We all have been taught that the snake is a bad guy. But the Bible says that Lucifer, Satan, that he was the most cunning. Now, let me make sure we understand what's going on here. So if he is the most cunning of all, not some, the Bible says that he is the most cunning of all of God's creations. How did he get that title? He was the most intelligent of all of them. So as the most cunning, then the Bible says that tells us to be wise as a serpent. Why a serpent? How come we can be wise as a dove? Why the serpent, man? He could have been anything else except the freaking serpent. The serpent is the bad guy. Is he? Is the serpent the bad guy? Is there such a thing as bad and good? Are you still on that paradigm? That's a belief system. And see, my belief system is the one of life. In my belief system, there is no good, there is no bad. They're just tools. Now, I can take a hammer. If the hammer is not good or bad, I can take a gun. A gun is not good or bad. There's people right now that they want to ban guns. They say guns are bad. Now, I don't know about you. I've never seen a gun self-load itself. I've never seen a gun jump off the counter. I've never seen a gun run down the street and shoot somebody in the head. Never. Every time I've seen a gun, I saw somebody had a finger on it, and I saw somebody pull the trigger. Let's talk about that somebody who got the gun, who got their finger on the trigger. Why are we talking about the gun? The gun is a freaking tool. So you need to understand, brothers and sisters, don't get mad at the tool. Lucifer is a tool. It's how you use that tool. Now, I know it's contrary to your theology, I understand. But let me let it out again. I'm not dealing with theology, man. I'm not dealing with morality. I'm dealing with results. Because everybody's walking around and out. That is a limited belief system. It's a box. Now, if you want to stay in that box, that's great. But let me make sure you understand reality. Universal spiritual law. Matthew 10, verse 15 says it this way. Matthew chapter 10, verse 15 says, truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. So we have been sent out like sheep. And that's my good buddy Jonathan Kleck, who breaks down how we are dead sheep. And he takes the dollar bill, and he takes Egypt, the hieroglyphics, and he turns it upside down. There's a picture of a pharaoh who has a person sitting on his lap, and you take that picture, you turn it upside down, and it looks like a dead sheep. And it looks like the dead sheep being eaten, because that's what we are. We are all like sheep being led to the slaughter, because the Bible says we're sheep. He says, God says, I'm sending you out like sheep. So I don't know if you know what a sheep is. Sheep is like the dumbest animal on the planet. Sheep will watch why a wolf eats his brothers, his sisters, his mother, his father. They just watch. They'll stand there. Now, they'll run about two or three steps, and I don't know why they don't, like, run away, but they'll just stand there. A wolf, they say when a wolf kills a sheep, the wolf don't usually eat the sheep because he's so busy killing the other sheep. So a wolf will go in and he'll kill 20 because it's so easy. Because the sheep are just kind of slow like that. Now, I'm not calling you a sheep. I'm just reading from the Helios Biblios, Matthew 10, 16. So don't get mad at me. Matthew 10, 16 says, look, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Ruthless men retain wealth. Now, again, ruthless, that means root. As I said before, ruthless means root. less. So if you got root, that means you, if you are emotionally attached to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you can't be rich. Now, I know it's contrary to your theology, but you ever, like, hang out or talk to somebody like a Mark Cuban or a Bill Gates, Tony Robbins? Those guys are not attached emotionally. Now, they're going to tell you that they are. Go talk to their wives or their children, other people who know them, and ask them how much emotion are that person or do that person displays. Ask anybody in my family, how much emotion do I display? That's why I'll be making $100,000 this month. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. I'm not saying you don't have any emotion. I'm just saying you don't attach your emotion. Ruthless men retain wealth. That means that they don't invest emotions in the stuff that's going to pigeonhole them, or in the people that's going to limit them, or in the systems that's going to deny them. You think I'm going to put any emotional attachment into getting a bank loan? I'm a black man in America. The system says we don't loan money to black people. So you honestly think I'm going to put any energy and any emotion into going to a bank and try to borrow some money? That's what I'm talking about, emotion. People think that means that I'm walking around here like, you know, like I'm emotionless. No, I put emotion in the things that I get emotion back from. So you need to know the difference, brothers. You need to know the differences, because right now you are emotionally invested in a lot of bullshit and it's not giving you an emotional return. If you're in a relationship that's one-sided, you might want to check it. So you're putting this energy in and you ain't getting no energy out. That's a problem. If you're trying to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a good relationship. That is wisdom, brothers. That is wisdom. The Bible tells us, again, according to the King James, it says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents." So serpents are wise, harmless as doves. Now, God could have picked, the writers of the Bible could have picked, there's a lot of other things they could have picked, but they chose a serpent. Do you know anything about serpents? If you don't, you might want to pimp the game. Look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. I'm not making this up. I wish I was. It'd be a little easier to swallow. But Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, my brother. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, my sister. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field, which the Lord God," not God, "the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Indeed, as God said, you shall not eat of any tree of the garden." So the serpent was in the garden before the woman even got there. And the serpent gave men gnosis or knowledge. Now, I know it's contrary to your theology, I understand. But let's make sure that we understand what the Bible says. It says, "Now the serpent was more crafty," in the King James. Now, this is important because, brothers and sisters, right now, I love you. You're in a box, and you want to join, whether you want to join my program or you want to join any other program. You want to do something in your life, and you can't. And the reason that you can't, you don't understand why you can't, you don't have the energy to go, you can't override the decisions that you want to do. The reason is because your old skin. Your old skin is your old belief system. Your old belief system, first of all, you got to be comfortable with being in your, you got to be comfortable being yourself. Now, I know you think that you are, but I know that you're not. How do I know that you're not? The reason I know that you're not, because you're not coming across as arrogant and cocky, conceited, stuck up. Like people that are comfortable in their own skin, that's the time, that's when you know you should shed. So there's very few people that I know that's arrogant, that's cocky, that's conceited, that think that they dookie don't stink. They think they're God's gift to the planet. Are you one of those people? If you're not, you're not comfortable in your own skin. Because people who are comfortable in their own skin, that's how they carry themselves. That means that they like themselves. So until you like your skin, you can't transcend your skin. So point number one, fall in love with yourself. And you can't because you got problems. Fall in love with those problems. Fall in love with your strengths too, and promote your strengths more than the problems. But you can't shed your skin until you fall in love with your skin, until you outgrow your skin. A serpent doesn't shed his skin until he outgrow the old skin. So mentally, you cannot make more money until you outgrow. until you master your space, until you outgrow where you at. You can't go nowhere else until you outgrow where you at. So you're going to stay poor until you outgrow poverty. Because the Bible says now the serpent was more subtle than any of the other beasts in the field. Subtle, crafty, you know, shrewd, or all of those words. But what does that mean? Y'all guys know we got to look it up in the original text to find the original meaning.
Strong's H, 6175. Arom. Arom. Second entry. Arom. Arom.
Arom. Arom. Now, this is a cookie blower. Again, it means, again, prudent. It actually means cautious. So we associate, you know, wisdom with, that is, I never associated it with being somebody that was, you know, prudent. That means that they go through stuff. They're just not flying off the handle. They're cautious. It means that you're just not out making decisions all willy-nilly. It means that you're shrewd. It means that you're calculating. It means that you just don't take risk. That means that your risk that you take, those risks, you've analyzed them properly. That's what wisdom is. So out of every animal and everything, the serpent is more calculating. The serpent is more prudent. Now, it means he's more aware of his surroundings. That means that he is more cautious. Brothers and sisters, that is what wisdom is. Wisdom is not your intelligence level. Wisdom is your awareness level. Wisdom is your ability to be discreet. It's your ability to be sober. It's your ability to carefully analyze and predict. It's your discernment. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom, my brothers and sisters, again, is the ability to be practical. It's the ability to manage one's own activities. The serpent, out of all the animals, is the one that has the best ability to manage himself. It's cleonomics, the household management of yourself. The ability to manage your own mind, your own will, your own emotion, your own imagination, and your own intellect. It's that ability is what the serpent is. The serpent is prudent. The word prudent means discreet or cautious in managing one's own affairs. Are you discreet? Are you cautious in the way that you handle and manage yourself? Oh, no, no. You can manage everybody else. Oh, yeah, you know, all your wife's problems, all your, you know, your husband's problems. You can talk about the Reverend, like the bishop, man. You can talk about Obama like he stole something. But then what about yourself? Oh, we look at that speck in our brother's eye, but we ain't concerned about that boulder, that beam in our own eye. Prudent. That's what wisdom is, brothers. It's prudent. What else is wisdom? Cautious. Now, you notice a snake. Snakes just don't go run out and do stuff. They slither around and their tongue comes out to sense the environment before they strike. Are you cautious, brother? Cautious, that's what wisdom is. Wisdom means that you guard it. You're watchful. You're vigilant or diligent. Ah, that's my word, diligent. Well, three books on one word. See, the serpent is diligent. That word means careful. That word means having the ability to understand when and when not to take action. That's wisdom. So the serpent is prudent and cautious before he sheds his skin. So we are to be wise, my brothers, wise, my sister, as a serpent. That's what the Helios Biblist tells us to do. And it's important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand. Now, that was Genesis chapter 3, close with Matthew chapter 10. So we read Genesis 3, where God said, and now the serpent was more subtle, more wise than any of the other creatures that he had ever created. Then we see over in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, it says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. So the serpent is known as wisdom. But this word in the New Testament is a little different than the word in the Old Testament. Let's check it out.
Strong's G, 5429. Phronimos. Phronimos.
Phronimos. Phronimos. Everybody listen to this show? You got to have Phronimos for 2017. Phronimos is prudent, i.e. mindful of one's own interests. I don't know what y'all are doing. Let me rephrase that. See, what I've been doing is I built a relationship based upon, built a business based upon other people's ability to relate to me and then to ourselves. So we had a group, the Eagles Club, and we all had good ability, the ability to relate. We were all cautious and aware of other people's feelings, but none of us was focusing on our own. In 2017, we're turning the table inward, not outward. Wisdom is being mindful of your own activity. What the hell are you doing? What is your role? What is your plan? You're thoughtful about yourself. And it comes from my underlining Greek word.
Strong's G, 5424. Frain. Frain.
Frame. So the serpent is more frame. It has to do with your midriff, your diaphragm. It said it is the part of the mind, it is the faculty of perceiving and judging. Wisdom is discernment. Wisdom is the ability to perceive and to judge. The serpent has the most perception, the ability to perceive, and the ability to, again, make a decision about what he is perceiving. So what we're going to do, we're going to go inside. And we're going to develop this ability to exercise this ability to know ourselves. It has nothing to do with nobody else. You got to be comfortable in your own skin, brother. You got to be comfortable in your own skin. You got to be comfortable in your own skin. Now, I'm telling you this now. How do you be comfortable in your own skin? How do you be comfortable? Accept yourself. How do you accept yourself? Find the most heinous, the most evil, the most atrocious thing that you've ever done or ever said and transmute it, meaning that fall in love with it, meaning that I don't care what nobody says about you, I don't care if nobody likes you, I want you to be the most arrogant. Now, again, we're almost at the end of the show, so again, man, it's okay if you hang up, but understand, when you become arrogant, what that does, again, I should use the word righteous indignation, but most people don't really understand what that means. But everybody know what arrogance. We've all met people who walk around like they shizness don't stink. I would rather you be arrogant and cocky than for you to walk around with false humility and self-hate and lack of self-worth. See, that was me. I had this form of godliness. I walked around, and I carried myself very humble. And very modest. So I had a lot of Facebook friends. Everybody liked me because I was non-threatening. I was non-challenging. I would go to a job and, hey, look at that today. All white people like me because I'm not a threat. I'm not a big black dude that's going to intimidate nobody. So they invite me to their parties. I'm not that dude no more. Now, I'm not going to go around and do or say things negative to alienate people. But I want to make it okay to be me. If I go home, and if my grandmother was still alive, and if she was to say things that, you know, even though she was trying to keep me from doing bad things, and if somebody was to tell me, hey, you're worthless, no good for nothing, peace out, blah, 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 which people do, it doesn't affect me anymore. So I had to get to the point where I was comfortable in my skin. That's where you got to get to. Now that I'm comfortable in my skin and I'm arrogant and I'm cocky and I'm walking around here like my shizness don't stink, I got the audacity to call myself Master Teacher 33. I got the audacity to call myself Dr. Will Rogers, even though I don't have a PhD from a traditional college. Mine came from a school over in Italy that people don't even recognize. And so when I had one guy brought it to my attention and said, hey, man, I researched the school you went to, and it's a non-accredited school, so why you call yourself doctor? I said, well, actually, other people call me doctor, but to answer your question, I am a doctor because I've mastered my craft and my space, so I don't give a beep, 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 beep what you think. I'm going to call myself doctor. I'll call myself reverend. I'll call myself bishop. I'll call myself anything I want to because I'm bad like that. You got a problem with it? We can meet outside and study like men. Well, no, brother. No, I wasn't trying to, you know, that's the arrogance. I'd rather you be that than to walk around here shy, saying, well, you know, brother, I don't know what, you know, what I'm called to do. That's a lie from the pit. You have to be comfortable being a light. Until you make it, until you become comfortable with shining brightly and pissing people off, you can't outgrow that skin to get to the place where you need to be, where you balance it out. So I'd rather you be on the opposite side of crazy than to be cautious. That means you can't grow. That means that you like the box you're in. So $100,000 is not in your view. You'll never get there. I need you to get arrogant. I'd rather be walking around here talking about, hey, dude, I want a Lamborghini, than to come up here telling me that you want a Ford Pinto. Because what you're doing is that false humility. It's really a lack of self-worth. It means that you don't like yourself. Now, I've been there 40-plus years, so I can spot false humility on another planet. You were born with abilities. You were born with strength. Now, you were also born with weaknesses. You were born with flaws. But just like Paul said, this flaw, you ask God to take it. He said, no, you keep that flaw. Why? It's there to keep you from becoming arrogant and becoming cocky. Because the minute I do get full of myself, I remember, oh, yeah, you know what? I can't even pronounce a word without dictionary.com. So every time I start thinking more highly of myself, you know what? My dookie don't stink. Then I go and I smell it. And I'm like, oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know what? I'm God's gift to the planet. I got 50 books. Okay, let me give you a new word that you've never seen. I want you to pronounce it. Let me break out a medical journal, and I want you to read the article in this medical journal. Give me an article from a medical book and tell me to read it. I can't read it. So the moment that I start thinking of myself too highly, God reminds me of that thorn that he placed in my side. You got one too. So I know how to get you in check. So I'd rather you be arrogant, cocky, off the chain, walking around here acting like you freaking know Mariah Carey or Oprah Winfrey than for you to be walking around here acting like you some homeless chick. No, or some homeless dude. Why? Because that's a lie. That's the thing that's designed to keep you in your box. Be comfortable in your skin. Be comfortable being who God has designed and gifted you to be. And then once you get to that point, then we can talk. Because once you get comfortable in your own skin, then you're ready for what I got to offer in 2017, which is we're going to shed that skin, brother. We're going to shed that skin. We're going to go to a new level, another box. Then guess what we're going to do after that? We're going to get in that box. We're going to be uncomfortable. We're going to be like a little nervous. We're going to be a little scared. We're going to be out of our element. And then we're going to do it for a while. And we're going to get used to, hey, $100,000 a year is pretty good. I'm liking this. Then after a while, we're going to be like, hey, I'm the baddest $100,000 a year teacher on the planet. We're going to start smelling ourselves. Then it's time to be a $200,000 a year. And we're going to keep growing from box to box to box. Don't settle. I know the box that you're in is great. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I like you in it. Girl, you're working it. You're working it, boo-boo. Keep doing you. Man, you're off the chain, man. Keep doing you, man. You got that Mr. T starter kit? Knock yourself out. But after you finish, once you get comfortable, call me. Because then we're going to outgrow. We're going to transcend. We're going to shed that skin just like the snake that you are. And I know you don't like being called a snake. But you guess what? I'm comfortable with being a snake. I used to hate snakes. But guess what? I didn't understand that the snakes was the most crafty. They were the most cunning. And they are the wise. Wisdom is always referred to wise as a snake. I know in the Bible it talks about Sophia and the book, but wisdom? That's embodied in a physical form. When it's esoteric wisdom, it's always feminine, Sophia. But when it's physical wisdom, money, material. Material wisdom is the serpent. Spiritual wisdom is Sophia. Know the difference. The twain shall never meet. The key is, let me tell you the key. The key is have both. Have Sophia. Have spiritual wisdom. And when you got to manifest yourself in the physical realm, you better come in the form of a serpent, homie. Because that's the most cunning, the most crafty of all creatures. So when I got to do something in the material world, I'm coming as a snake. When I got to do something in the spiritual world, I'm coming as a female in the form of Sophia. Y'all better pimp the game. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all.